Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And today we're going to hear from driver Elmer Duelman. We're going to hear from Ryan Ayers from Foamcraft Packaging, Mike O'Connor from Flatout, Dirt Modified, and Dirt Late Model Magazines, and a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
The Clay County Fair Sprint Car Triple Header is coming to the Clay County Fair Speedway in Spencer, Iowa on Friday, September 15th during the fair. Three divisions of sprint cars will be featured, including the bumper-to-bumper IRA Outlaw Sprints, Upper Midwest Sprint Series Winged Sprints, and the UMSS Non-Winged Sprints. Three complete race programs will be run for all three divisions. Hot laps start at 6:30 p.m., with racing at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are just $25 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under. For ticket information, visit claycountyfair.com.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaners to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Hi friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man. While I always enjoy sharing a good laugh with you, I'm here to tell you that sauces and seasonings are serious business at Cookies. Cookies Food Products has been in business for over 35 years and we've never altered our original recipe. We only make quality products with quality ingredients, meaning we'll never cut corners to cheapen our higher quality sauce. That's a Cookies commitment to you, our customers. Thanks for your loyalty. For summer recipes and grilling ideas, visit us at cookiesbbq.com.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Balin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
This is a bowl of sprinkles. They're lovingly spread on Casey's General Store's fresh-made donuts every morning before you wake up. Why, you ask? Because they're tasty little sugar-coated morning wake-up calls. They're a piñata of fun for your tongue. They're like tiny rainbow-colored unicorns joyfully prancing on the tip of your taste buds. You have to ask why? They're sprinkles. Casey's, famous for pizza and a whole lot more.
Midwest Collision has earned a reputation as the area's collision repair professionals, locally owned with over 40 years of combined experience. If you're involved in an accident, Midwest Collision Center in Faribault can handle all your repairs, all on site. All insurance claims welcome, providing you with a free loaner vehicle while yours is fixed. Call Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 332-2434.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Elmer Duelman. And Elmer, you have been involved in so many things over the years: racing, promoting, collecting, the salvage business, a gas station, towing. What came first?
The gas station came first. When I was 11, 12 years old, I was overhauling Ford tractors, and I was painting cars at 13 and pinstriping them and everything.
And we just had your son Les on the show last weekend, and he really got an early start too, being around you and being involved with all of this stuff.
Yeah, he did. He asked me, well, Dad, can I drive the car next year? I said, sure. Well, it got to spring, and he said, well, we got to get that car ready. So I told him that, so he had to do it.
And that was really interesting because we seen that car last March at Steve Yagi's race reunion, and it's still just the way it was back in that era.
Yep, that's right. Still runs. I don't know if you saw that car, if you looked at the pedals in it, we had to put extensions on the clutch and brake pedal, and we had to build a seat up so he could sit up in there, because he was just a little kid, 80 pounds and 4'10".
That brought up some interesting conversations when people were looking inside in the interior and said, what the heck are those blocks on the pedals? How did you meet your wife? Because she seems to be a very supportive lady.
She always has been. When we would go race places, we always had a waiver with us, signed, and you had to carry it with you and give it to them so that insurance would cover it, you know. Or maybe no insurance. We never had to collect on insurance by luck.
And I'm sure she's been out parts hunting, antique hunting, and collecting with you many times. I know last night me and my wife took a trip over to Rochester, and I actually got the rear quarter panels off my favorite race car when I was a little kid. Someone's restoring it, and I was so happy to get those. I bet you've been on some great treasure hunts together.
Oh, yeah. Whose car did you get the quarter panels off of?
Carl Fenske's number 99.
Yeah, I sold that to the guy that's got it right now. I bought it. I said, you know, that was last year. I said, I'm not going to have time to do this. I bought it because I really wanted it. But when Bob Sayer heard I had it, he came over and bought it for me.
And I am so glad that he got it because he really appreciates racing history, and he's going to do a great job with that car. He's putting new skin on it, and had taken the old panels off, and they were just laying in the weeds, and I am so appreciative to have those because that's something I remember from when I was watching that car race, and it was my favorite car on the track, so that really means a lot.
Yeah, it's funny, people that like it so much. When I used to go to the St. Charles race, a lot of people along the route on 14 wouldn't come to the race until they saw me go by.
That's a great fan group. How and when did you get involved in racing as a driver?
1964. I was 24 the first time I ever raced. I just didn't have the money to get into it at all, so I built a 55 Chevy, and then I built a 57 Chevy, and then a 66 Nova, and then a 68 Dodge Charger in 68. They were all good cars. I made them work.
I have a picture of that dark green Dodge Charger stock car that you drove on my website. What is the story with that car? Because that really looks nice.
It really was nice. I had a little problem. Right away, the first night out at Rochester, there was a big crash ahead of me. 8 or 9 cars, and I got stopped. But I didn't really get stopped. I went off the track, and where they had the drainage hole from draining the inside of the track out, I went right in that big hole and then pushed a whole suspension underneath and everything. The very first night out.
What was your favorite car that you drove? And you seem to save just about everything. Do you still have it in your salvage yard?
No, I never kept any of them. When I was done with them, they were done. My 57 Chevy, I made more money in 64 racing in that car than I did working it.
Stacy Redmond brought up that fact when I had him on the Dirt Show. He said back in those days, 1963, he made for an example, he said we were racing for about the same amount of money that they're racing for today.
And
he
That's
said,
right.
He said at the end of the season, he went out and bought a brand new 63 Ford pickup right off the showroom floor.
Yep. They weren't very expensive, but still, when you could buy something like that brand new, that's pretty great.
You have saved many of the old historic area race cars in your salvage yard and even have some of your kids' cars that you display.
Yeah, I have all the kids' cars. I have Rick. He ran the 65 Chevelle after Les did, and he won 3 track championships for it. He won Fountain City and Ice Lake at 14, and he won Fountain City at 15 in the street stock division. We have Les's last late model that he ran up in Michigan. We still have that car here. My son Bran ran a Focus in the 4-cylinder class. And my other son ran a 76 Monte Carlo street stock. So we got each one of their cars in.
You became a race promoter in the early 70s at River Raceway. How did that deal come about?
Well, I helped the guy along a lot that building the track, and I'd go out there a lot and stuff. And I don't know, he went downhill. And so he came to me in 72, and he wanted to sell it to me. Well, see, me and my two brothers bought it. And so we took it, I think we got it in August, and we had the championship races and everything, you know. And I won all the trophies for it, and we had six-foot trophies and stuff, beautiful. And the next year we ran it, and the next year we ran it. We took it from 450 people a night up to 3,585 people.
And Elmer, I know you know this firsthand. One thing I've found out about promoters is your job is never done. It's 12 months of the year. When the season's over, then you start working on sponsorship, recruiting more drivers for the next year. You're constantly improving.
Oh, yes. I did that all the time. I watered the track every gallon of water that was put on there. I watered Wednesday night, Thursday night, and all day Friday. And when it came Friday night, boy, I tell you, the track was beautiful. You can ask any of the guys, they know how nice it was.
And as a fan, I really appreciate the commitment of the promoters, and also a lot of family members and volunteers show up to make it happen.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I had a lot of good people helping me. But you got to treat people nice, too, you know, you got to treat them right.
How did you and Ernie Tuff get hooked up together?
Well, in 1960, he wanted to go to Daytona and look at the, they called them modifieds at that time. And so him and I, Kenny from lacrosse, I don't remember what the guy's last name was, but we went to Daytona with a 55 Chevy wagon. And I never forgot, I didn't know they were segregated at that time, you know. We were at a town supermarket, and this big black mommy, she gave me an elbow. I went flying out in the street. She said, "Son, you're in the wrong part of town." Boy, we got the heck out of there. But we got to do a lot there. And we built the Studebaker, and, well, we took it down there, and Larry Flynn was driving it, and he rolled it in the ball. I think Ernie still got it over there yet. And then we went to 61 Ford after that.
You said you made a sprint all the way down into turn number one when he crashed that car and jumped right over the wall to go out and see what happened.
Yep. I had just changed the rear end in about a half hour before that.
And people who don't realize how big Daytona is, that was probably about a 2-mile sprint.
Well, no, it's 2.5 miles around, so it's probably a good mile down there. It was quite a run.
Did you go back with Ernie when he took the Ford down there?
Well, I went down, yes. But I didn't work on the car no more after that. I went for the races and stuff. And we had it kind of made. We worked on it by the Pale Face Harbor. That was a bar. And Smokey Unique's garage was right next to it. So old Smokey would come over and eat at Pale Face and everything. And so we got to see him quite a bit. And you know, Marvin Pants was my best friend. And I would, every year I spent all my free time with him down there in Florida. And him and I had a home alongside of each other, and we owned land together and everything. I would get into Smokey's office because Marvin drove for Smokey. And we'd go right in the office, and everything. Nobody else could get in there. See, I sponsored Richie Pants in 1975. It says Elmer's Auto Salvage on the side of Monte Carlo that we qualified like. And Michigan qualified sixth and got sixth in the race.
And you actually made this an annual event. You went down to Daytona every single year.
Yeah, this is the first year in 56 years I didn't go down. I wasn't feeling good, and I still am not. But I just couldn't go this year.
And also, when we talked earlier, you're a little bit frustrated with the way things are going with NASCAR.
That's terrible. They should wise up. When they started racing them Toyotas, they started losing more and more and more people. What's the matter with our American cars? I know they're made in America, but that isn't the point. You know, Bristol, they sold out. They couldn't even have enough seats there for people. And well, they ain't sold out no more, about half.
When did you start collecting cars and toys?
I probably started collecting toys. I went to auctions and I saw these toys. I had never seen a toy in my life. We were too poor to have any. My mom passed away when I was 7, so my dad had 8 of us already in the... He kept us all going. So I'd go to auction and I'd buy some toys. And The people would laugh at me. They thought it was very funny, Homer buying toys. But pretty soon they were bringing me their toys and selling them to me. And people would go to an auction and buy something for $5, they sell it to me for $6, you know. So that's how it all got going. And Penwood cars, I bought my first one in 1971 at White Bar Dodge at the swap meet up there. And I paid $450 for it, which was really a lot of money at that time. You know, I could have bought a nice car. But I had to have it, and that started me on the collecting of pedal cars. Now I got over 700 on display in the museum here.
And pedal cars is really your specialty. Actually, Mike and Frank from the American Pickers call you for information when they spot an unusual one.
Well, they call me about other things, too. I'll be sitting eating downtown lunch at noon, and they'll call me up and want to know about a toy, you know, and how much is it worth. 1 week I talked to them, I think 3 days they were out there. I've known them guys for 27 years. I've been buying stuff from them.
And that's nice, because then if they call about something and you say, hey, I don't have one of those, I would like it, you can tell them, here, buy this for me.
Yeah. Did you see that the episode where they went to this guy up in Menominee, Wisconsin, here buying the Studebaker signs? And he said, well, Elmer, you know where we're at? I said, oh, yeah, where are you at? He said, Jim. And I said, I used to race against him. And I heard Jim in the background. That's right, he said. And then he used to race a Packard. And I raced a 57 Chevy. But I used to go to Eau Claire all the time on Sunday nights.
And you've got a real eye for specialty cars. It's fun just to listen to you talk about. I know this winter at Steve Yagi's, you just got back from going out to Chicago and buying a special Ford with a big block engine in it. You are really looking for those very unique vehicles.
Yep, and but it's got to be American. That same man, I bought that 62 Ford. I got 6 pictures yesterday from him. He wants to sell a Mercedes, too, a 72 280 FC. And I'm not interested in Mercedes. I don't know who around here would be Mercedes. You know, you're going to be in a bigger city, but I don't want it. It hasn't been run since 99, so you'd have to put all the brake cylinders in it. You'd have to probably rebuild the carburetor, all that stuff. And I'm first of all, I can't do it no more anyway. So.
When did the idea of the museum come about?
Well, when I was 12 years old, I would like to have a museum. I thought about it then already. So 24 years ago, my wife and I decided we'll open it up. And it just kept on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Have you ever been here?
I will be there in September. We planned on coming last year after we went down to Clay County Speedway in Spencer, Iowa for the World Outlaw Sprint Cars, and we were going to get up early and come over, and my wife ended up in the hospital with kidney stones, so we missed the event, and so it's been on my calendar ever since, and I'm looking forward to being there this September.
Yeah, we'll be there. I talked with Lyle Hendrick yesterday, and he called me, you know, because he knows I'm not feeling very well at all. And he said, should we keep on going? I said, absolutely. This might be the last year. You never know. I hope not. I hope I can get better. And he really helps me a lot.
Well, I know Lyle and you have a great relationship, and it's fun talking to Lyle because he's just like yourself, very passionate about racing, very passionate about the history and preserving the history.
Yep.
Your annual event is coming up at the museum. Explain what it is, because it's actually a two-day event, and it is really cool. You get drivers and cars coming from all over and displaying.
Yes, it's unbelievable. Even some of the guys from out over east in Manitowoc and stuff like that, Kirkana, they even come over here. Some of the drivers from the cities, you know, we advertise it, and so they come. You know, it's pretty neat. And some of the people bring their cars. I'll have a new 37 Chevy Coupe coming from La Crosse this year. And well, I don't know. I just haven't been feeling good enough to call everybody and stuff. When you don't feel good, you don't feel like eating. You don't feel like talking on the phone or nothing, you know.
I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Now, your event is coming up September 16th and September 17th. If people would like to find out more, they can get on your website or Google. And it'll
Elmer's Auto and Toy Museum.
Elmer's Auto and Toy Museum, and it'll bring up all of the information. And
yep.
I know I am looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to be there. And I know Lyle and his sister Missy will be there with their photos, and that's a great thing to look through too and buy some of those.
But they don't have any of me. They were too young at that time, probably not even born. Gosh, you think about that, 68, man, that's a long time ago.
When you do think back to that, I was born in 64, so about the earliest races I remember are 1970. And yeah, to find pictures back from 68 or earlier is getting really tough.
Yeah, you don't find any. Every once in a while, not his charger that you saw the picture of, Mike Kinhammer from Holly House Speed Shop. I gave him one time, and I never kept one of my own. So he was here about a month ago, and he brought that picture along and gave me that picture.
That's amazing for drivers when that stuff happens, because a lot of them were so busy racing, working on the cars and getting to the races, they never took the time to save that memorabilia. So there's fans out there that did.
Well, see, I had all kinds of stuff. But when Sue and Harold had the racetrack out here, they wanted my scrapbook and everything so they could make, I don't know what they were going to make out of it, but I never got it back. So all my stuff is gone. All my checkbook and all the receipts and everything are all gone because professional billing burnt one on, and that was my accountant down there. Had all burnt up. So I really don't have much of the racetrack anymore. I got the signs. It's called River Raceway. I got the Trioval Speedway signs. When you come, you'll ask me to take in my little office. It's pretty full of stuff, but I'd like to take it in. And I got a little dirt track in there, and my number was zero all the time, 57 Chevy. And guy made one out of town here for me. And so we got it out in front because it's got no dents in it. But when my buddies come in, they put me upside down over the railing or upside down in the middle of the pack. It's fun.
So you're the one that started the whole number zero. Elmer, I am looking forward to hanging out with you over Racer Day weekend in September, September 16th and 17th. You are a very personal guy. I know talking to you down at the train show at the Albert Lee Mall over the winter, people just love coming up to you and having conversations because you are definitely a people person.
Well, thank you. I try to be. I don't want nobody mad at me. I want to be right with everybody.
Elmer, thank you for taking your time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Okay, thank you very much. Napa Know
How! Getting the best usually costs a pretty penny. But when it comes to getting one of the best motor oils, your pennies don't have to be pretty at all. Because Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $5.59 a quart. So open up that piggy bank and treat yourself to the best with Valvoline Full Synthetic. Now just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How! General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/17.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now, with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie, and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication, as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing Powerlift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Why does World of Outlaw sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaw season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to be joined by Ryan Ayers from Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna, Minnesota. And Ryan, just since we spoke last year, the shipping industry has changed again. The amount of people that did their online Christmas shopping or shopping in general has dramatically increased. That increase also increases the need for even more shipping products.
I would say that's very true. And even above and beyond that, knowing how to properly ship something and the regulations that come along with getting everything to whoever you're shipping stuff to correctly. With the influx in the amount of things that go out, the shipping companies are more stringent on how they pay out claims. Are things packaged correctly to be able to pay out claims? So it's important to know when you're shipping something, will you be protected?
And that's something that I experienced recently. In fact, I just went down to the post office to ship out some Dirt Show shirts, and they have a laundry list of questions about what's in the package, how is it packaged, do you want it insured? That's where your company's expertise comes in, because if somebody calls from a corporation and they're in charge of ordering shipping products in, you can answer those questions prior to getting them what they need.
Correct. Knowing to what level something needs to be protected, to how it's going to be shipped, meeting minimum drop test requirements, the right size box, the right amount of foam to protect everything. The list gets longer and longer every year of what the shipping companies require in the customer that's using their service.
And also the ease of online shipping nowadays. You see these major box stores closing up multiple locations and downsizing because people aren't going to these large stores and having the hassle of having to park, go in and fight the crowds. And then you get to the checkout and there's 26 lines available and only one actually working, so you have to stand in line to check out. You just get on your computer, click ship, and it's on the way. And that's probably speaking volumes to why you are so incredibly busy out here right now.
I believe that is so. For myself, I enjoy ordering my gifts and sending things from the comfort of my couch and my sweatpants and sweatshirt and a nice cup of coffee next to me. So the easeability to be able to ship things is really a double-edged sword, because it is easy to ship the stuff out. However, they expect a customer to read on their web pages and know intimately what they can and cannot do. And most people just aren't reading that. And that's the catch-22. When something that's broken and you need to talk to them, they ask you, checkbox, yes or no. And there's 50 items. Did you do all these things? And most of the people have no clue about any of that stuff until there's damage on the backside. So we pride ourselves in knowing what all those regulations are and knowing how to properly test things to industry standards.
At this time last year, you had just received the new Rover A. What are the capabilities of that machine? And I know with your knowledge, have you discovered anything else that it can do that you didn't realize?
It's really become a piece of equipment that we are still scratching the surface of its capabilities. Anywhere from knife cutting, one-off to low volume, running with a knife. We can do custom corrugated boxes, plastic corrugated boxes, because we have a creasing wheel feature on there, and cut out the patterns. So if there's something that has to be custom, we're able to do that. We're able to router foams. We're able to knife cut foams. We can router plastics. We can router wood. The list of materials that we can run on one machine is really endless, to all the way up to etching custom acrylic signs we've done for customers in custom marketing cases they want to be able to show off, to even to the point where we can do acrylic where it's edge lit with LED lights that actually brings out the etching in the acrylic. So we're really just scratching the surface on this machine, and it really can do 1 to 1,000. It's set up to be able to do that full spectrum.
Ryan, as a plant manager, you set up
and program all of these different machines to do the job that they are required to do. Just like a race driver setting up his car to work correctly. It has to be gratifying for you to see the finished product that comes out after you put your knowledge into these machines and get them to work the way they're supposed to.
It's probably my favorite part of my job is being able to work on so many different materials and be able to help people out in if it's, you know, 1 to 10 to 1,000 and help anyone from a small business owner to large business owners or large corporations, even in the area here. We're able to take care of all of those needs of our customers, and it really is my favorite part of the job of being able to be asked, you know, can you do this? And knowing that, yes, we can.
Talk about your foam packaging products. What are their types and uses?
Boy, that's really a loaded question. Mostly what we carry are polyethylenes and polyurethanes, and they run a full gamut from very, 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 very soft to very, 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 very hard. Depending on the application of what's needed, we keep on hand roughly 45 different polyethylenes and about 8 different polyurethanes. And we have the capability of getting in hundreds more of different colors and softnesses and densities that are really just our next truck shipment away. Those are the ones that we do keep on hand to have a nice variety to be able to service our customers very quickly. However, we do have excellent relationships in the industry to be able to, if we don't have something, to have it within 2 to 3 days.
The wood shop side of foam craft has exploded. I am blown away by the amount of lumber you go through here. What wood shipping products do you produce here at Foam Craft?
From custom crating, custom pallets that have foam cushioning, crates that have custom routered plastic pieces for saddles or wood pieces for saddles with foam in it, different closures to hold crates closed, different materials based on what the customer really needs. And we just had a job for custom crates that are going into a clean room that we had to use Cappy's auto restoration to do custom painting. It was a custom paint job on a crate for a customer because it needed to go into a clean room, and Cappy was able to get the paint, the special paint that they needed, and apply that paint for us.
Foam Craft can custom design and supply everything a company would need for shipping, from envelopes and tape to foam tool inserts and pallets. And as we talked about off the air, if you're in charge of ordering shipping products for your company, wouldn't it be nice to just be able to dial one number instead of have to talk to 15 people in a day to get what you need?
And that's really what we're good at, is helping purchasers be able to make their list of vendors smaller. We're able to do value-added services, you know, things that we might not necessarily do very often. However, with our list of vendors that we have available to us, there's very few times when we cannot find a product for someone. And we pride ourselves in not limiting ourselves, because that's limiting what we can do for our customer. We do everything possible to be able to add value to other companies and take care of all their needs for them.
What are some of the interesting packaging products you're producing right now for clients? Because I know every time I stop out here and you show me through the plant, I'm like, wow, didn't know you're doing that now.
Well, as I'd mentioned earlier, being able to work with Cappy's Auto Restoration, that was a big deal to us to be able to work with another local business to be able to get an end product for a customer. We don't do painting in-house. However, Cappy was more than willing to do this for us. I mean, it was a special paint and needed so many coats, you know, to go into a clean room. And he went the extra mile to make sure that he got it done right. And it's projects like that where some of our customers don't know that we're willing to do things like that to get something done for them. No, we might not do it here, but having the vast network of vendors that we work with, we will find a way to get it done. Another interesting one that's really starting to blossom is we're doing tool inserts for Tesla motors. That one's been really cool, and it's actually gotten to the point where it's been a really good working with them, and our salesman is going to go out and tour one of the Tesla facilities to see what more we can do for them.
I might like to come along on that trip.
Well, I'm trying to get a ticket to go along, so we'll see if we can add a couple more people.
If they would like to find out more or even talk to a package designer here at Foamcraft Packaging, how can they do that?
Our phone number is 507-455-2893, or you can visit the website at foamcraftpackaging.com. And if they want to just call, somebody would be more than willing to help them. And like you said, Clayne, having the packaging designer on staff has been a tremendous asset to this company. So if somebody doesn't have time to do their own design work, we can help you with that. And not only, again, using our network of vendors, if it's to designing a corrugated box, we have great relationship with corrugated box makers. If it's foam, we have design capabilities on staff. If it's wood, we have capabilities on staff. We have so many different people that we can work with to find the solution that works best for you.
Finding solutions, that's what it's all about.
That's what we try to do best.
Ryan, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you, Clayne. I appreciate it.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-35.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winner, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase, Duradoc.
The big boys with the big toys!
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Mike O'Connor from 3Wide Media. You know the magazines Flat Out, Dirt Late Model, Dirt Modified, and if you got the September issue of Dirt Modified, you read the story, Jessica Miller, and you do have some extra copies if someone doesn't get the magazine or wants to order one to have on hand, right, Mike?
That's right. It was just such a tragic loss when we lost Jessica from Carson's Crusaders. And Jessica was just a super special part of our 3Wide Media family, her and Andy and the kids. But Jessica, especially the work that she did, in many cases, she was out there helping us, especially in the early years of our publication. She would take Dirt Modified when it first came out to wherever she was going and help introduce that. She was just amazing, and so we were hit by her passing very hard. And if you haven't seen it, there's a special cover of the September issue. It's a beautiful family photo around a race car, of course, all dolled up with Carson's Crusaders on it, and then there's special content inside. And we've printed extra issues more than we normally would. Those are available through the website or by calling 3Wide Media. And we've also put up on our website a PDF that you can download of all the content from the cover and the content if you wanted to have that printed somewhere and frame it or whatever you'd like to do. So you can do that for free, and you can buy an extra copy if you care to.
Mike, I get all three of your publications, and I highly recommend each and every one of them to anybody listening to this show. You'll be happy you got Dirt Late Model, Dirt Modified, or Flat Out, or buy it for a friend. They will appreciate it. And you also have a great article coming up in next month's issue that ties right in with last week's show with Les Duelman on the show and this Saturday's show with Elmer Duelman on the show.
Yeah, great minds think alike, hey? I didn't know that you were doing that, but we've been chasing the story on Les for several years, actually. And Todd Narveson, who many of your listeners know as the voice of Deer Creek, he actually put that together for us and did just a perfect job. I think it's great. Of course, something that touches me because I grew up at the time when Les was a teenage phenom, when there weren't any teenage phenoms. I mean, we take it for granted, 13-year-olds left and right running these cars these days, but back in those days in the late 70s, that was unheard of. So it's just a great story of coming full circle, of doing that and having that early fame, and you know, just a fascinating journey, really, to one of the top engineering schools in the country, and then hearing the call to come home and doing that successfully. So it's just a really neat deal and special to me, and I think people are going to really enjoy it. So it's in the October issue of Dirt Modified, and that'll be out here in another couple weeks. It comes out right in the middle of the month.
Mike, if they would like to get a hold of your publications, how can they do that?
Real simple. They can call the 800 number, or they can look us up, 3widemedia.com. 3widemedia, spell that out, T-H-R-E-E.com. And you can find all three publications. And I would mention, too, that we have gone digital with Dirt Modified and Dirt Late Model. So if you want to get a digital subscription, you can do that as well.
And, Mike, you know, it's a busy time of year for both of us when the only time we have to talk is while you're commuting to work.
Yeah, it's jam-packed. You know, these end of the season, as far as the racing goes, all the big money on the line here in this next month. A lot of racing disciplines, but for sure in Dirt Modified and Dirt Late Model racing. So real exciting time for fans, and one last hurrah, hey, before the snow flies.
Mike, I hope to see you out at a racetrack near us, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
Always a pleasure, Clayton. Thanks for all you do.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools, and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VP SEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
KEFCO Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by Racing Racers for Racers, Kevco Racing, valve covers, evac canister kits, excess panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See Kevco Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KevcoRacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean Kevco Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To Kevco Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See KevcoRacing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And with everything you grill, you need a great side dish to go along with it. And Speed, this time of year, you've got an awesome side dish to serve your friends out at the campground or races.
Just a real easy recipe that my better half, Judy, did. In fact, she does it quite often, but she just takes raw potatoes and slices them real thin, and then slices one or two onions up real thin, throws that in with it, and mix it with just a little bit of olive oil to kind of get it coated a little bit, and then gives it a nice shot of the cookies flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. And then you can either wrap it in foil and throw it in the oven or put it in a covered pan, but you want to have the pan covered so the kind of the steam goes through it. Or you can also just double wrap it in foil and, you know, just put a couple tablespoons of beer or water in with it and set it on the side of your grill, but let that cook for about 45 minutes to an hour. And I'll tell you what, that is so tasty. In fact, she said, we're going to have that for supper tonight, so I'm looking forward to that because I can eat quite a bit of that, and that's just real tasty and a good use of the cookies products.
It's also nice to have one of those easy-to-make side dishes if you're out at the campground or racetrack tailgating to go along with your steaks and burgers, because it's cooking while you're doing the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It takes about 45 minutes. A lot of time we'll leave it in the oven an hour. It don't hurt anything. But about 45 minutes, so just throw it on when you fire your grill up, and then by the time you've got your burgers and other stuff done, you've got the whole meal right there to go.
Speed, if they'd like more recipes or more information on your products, how can they do that?
Tell you what, go to our website, cookiesbbq.com, and there's all kinds of recipes on there, and they can order our product right off of there if they can't find it in one of their favorite stores.
Speed, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clayton.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the salute to champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Nothing's more frustrating than the sound of... Hi, this is Ashley from the Otana Auto Clinic. Summer vacations should be a time to get away and relax with the family, not to spend time stuck on the side of the road or at an unfamiliar repair shop far from home. Here at the Otana Auto Clinic, our customers are like family. Stop by our emergency room for vehicles and we will give your automobile a complete inspection and send you on down the road for a worry-free vacation. So call the Otana Auto Clinic today before you head on your way at 414-AUTO.
This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was racing last Thursday night, August 24th, in the A-Mod feature, Don Eichens over Dave Kane. In the B-Modified A-Main, Tim Canton over Jason Vertuba. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Dustin Holdquist. In the Sport Compact A-Main, Joe Martin over Dustin Verkus. In the Street Stock feature, Tim Johnson over Ethan Imes. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Tim Johnson. Granite City Speedway was also racing last Friday night, August 25th. In the A-Mod feature, Brandon Lindquist over Dan Ebert. In the B-Modified feature, Ashley Merworth over Eric Lamb. In the Mod 4 feature, Robert Holdquist over Dwight Gillard. The Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods were also on hand in the A-Main 15-lap feature, Andy Zimmerman over Jack Rivord. In the Street Stocks, it was Jim Gullickson over Charlie Sheck. In the Super Stocks, Tim Johnson over Dexton Koch. Last Friday night, August 25th, the Dirt Show gang went to Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin. What a great night of racing we had. In the 600 modified feature, Joe Provencino over Bruce Schmidt. In the $1,000 to win Hornet Swarm, Dylan Clinton over Shadow Kirchner. In the modifieds, it was Keith Foss over John Doyle. In the USRA B-Mods, Sean Walski and his Dirt Dueler over JT Wasman. In the Hobby Stocks, Travis Krause over Steve Dwyer. And in the late models, Mark Teske over Lance Hofer. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, August 26th. In the A-Mod A-Main, Keith Foss over Dustin Sorensen. In the Super Stocks, Jeff Brower over Brandon Duelman. In the Street Stocks, Danny Richards over Brayton Brower. In the Midwest Modifieds, Michael Hofer over Robbie Franklin. In the USRA B-Mods, Jim Chisholm over Parker Hale. And in the Slingshots, Colton Brower, Joe Chisholm, and Tucker Jacobs all get victories. It was championship night last Saturday night, August 26th, at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa. In the 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Ian Madsen over Kerry Madsen. In the 360 A-Main, Sawyer Phillips over Clint Garner. And in the 305 A-Main, Mike Mayberry over Matthew Stelzer. Your track champions at Knoxville Raceway, Ian Madsen in the 410 wing sprint cars. Matt Morrow takes the 360 wing car championship, and Eric Bridger in the 305s. It was also championship night at Mason City Motor Speedway in Mason City, Iowa. In your USRA stock cars, Luke Sathoff over Steve Jackson. In the USRA Modified A-Main, Jason Cummins over J.D. Ehringer. In the USRA B-Mods, Brandon Hare over Alex Zwanzinger. In the Hobby Stocks, it was Andrew Borchard over Scott Doble. And in the Tuners, it was Kyle Ballack over Ryan Bryant. Your track champions at Mason City Motor Speedway in the USRA B-Mods, congratulations to Brandon Hare. In the USRA Hobby Stocks, Matt White. In the USRA Modifieds, J.D. Ehringer. In the Stock Car Division, Luke Sathoff. And in the Tuners, Devin Jones.
Good evening, sir. Do you know why I pulled you over?
It's your truck.
It's boring. No, it's not a crime, but it is the way you drive it. Bring it into Auto Trim Design and let us make it look as good as you wish it did. We're located in Otana at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com. Or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.